Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Turkey is a mess. Ceasefires on nearly every border have failed. There's the Syrian civil war, the Kurds, and ISIS. And there's been a coup attempt. Add in the refugee problem, and mess doesn't really begin to describe what's happening. International Needs' Rody Rodehaver says the huge wave of refugees this created presents their ministry team with both a problem and a solution in God's economy.
One of the important things for ministry in these days is to be able to reach out, I believe, to the children who are part of these camps, because in the Christian ability, the evangelical's ability to share the gospel in unique ways with children in these camps.
And speaking of transformation, we're now talking about community transformation. It's a simple term for a complicated reality. In the impoverished valley of El Carrizal of the Dominican Republic, Orphan's Heart is building homes. But that's not all. There's a community transformation center where they hold church services, Bible classes, and a variety of job training. Now, the goal isn't just to change the future, but also to help this community know the love of Christ. Ron Gunter of Orphan's Heart says, you can be a part of that.
The most important thing people can do is pray. Pray for the project. Pray for the people in the community. Pray for the pastor, Jose, that he would be the spiritual leader in that community. He would be a light for Christ there, and that he would help to draw people to Christ.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. There's stuff in the world, and sometimes it's overwhelming. But let's be part of the solution. This month, we're going to activate world-changing prayer for the lost together. Join us for a PrayerCast challenge called Chicago 77. Get the details and sign up at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.